yo, what's up? It's your man's Joaquin. You're tuned in to Heat Level Podcast. What's up, world? So today, man, I'm here with Boy Dog ENT. They straight from the AT motherfucking L, and he got his artists in here. We got a model, we got a rapper, and we got a girl that does pop EDM and whatever the fuck she want her to do, because she good on all that shit. That's what she tell me, of course. But anyways, we here with my man's Thomas, and he's about to tell y'all a little bit about him and his label and what they do. So what's up, Thomas?
Thank you, Mr. Joaquin. Thank you so much. I am CEO Thomas from Boy Dog Entertainment, Atlanta, Georgia, doing our thing in this building. We also have Miss Destiny Moi. We are, go ahead, Destiny. How about
you? Hi, everybody. It's your girl, Destiny. Thanks so much for having us on the show. We really appreciate it.
She had to do the kiss, didn't she? She had to do the kiss.
Absolutely.
That would work.
And of course.
Hey, guys. It's Ashley Noel.
Hey, guys. This is Ashley Noel. I had to do that.
Everybody knows that. Don't forget about Rose.
Ashley Noel. She's in the building. But anyway. So basically, you do for your Boy Dog Entertainment. Tell us a little bit about what you do and what kind of media and stuff you got going on with Boy Dog?
All right. Well, we're an entertainment company, also a record label. We have a couple of studios in Atlanta. And what we do is we also have a modeling team, Boy Dog Beauty Models, check them out on IG. What we do is we try to get the best music out of the people that we work with. We've done EDM, we've done pop, we've done a little bit of rock. Just try to put the right people in place with the right stuff. A music lover myself. Play instruments, used to DJ, and work with some major people for a little bit. And
okay.
And we're trying to make this happen.
You're trying to make it happen, real good.
Yeah, got some ladies here that's doing some good music, and nothing against what nobody else doing. They stuff just a little bit different, especially my rapper. She's a little different than everybody else. She ain't just talking about busting it open and everything.
Oh, so she ain't on that mulatto Megan Stallion talking about bust it open.
Ain't nothing wrong with Megan. No, Megan. Believe me, there's nothing wrong with her.
She busting it open.
Wide open, but I got somebody who can tell her how to put it back together.
Oh, okay.
And make her rethink her life, you know what I'm saying? Because lyrics is still king to me, so.
Yeah, you know what? Always gotta be. So, Miss Destiny Moi.
Yes.
I don't think I can do it like you do. Destiny Moi.
No, you gotta do it right. It's Destiny.
Destiny, so what you got going on with your music and what you got coming? Because you know we're going to play a little bit of your song after you tell us a little bit about it. Okay. So what you got going on with Boy Dog Entertainment?
Oh, my goodness. We got a lot going on. Thanks to Boy Dog Entertainment, I got this new single coming out called I Don't Want Your Man. It is something serious.
Oh, it's something serious, serious. Oh, yeah. I don't want your man. That's what they all say till they want your man. But that's good. So can you introduce us to the song, the little snippet of the song that I'm going to play?
Yes.
Which is...
More than happy to. This is my current single, which is out on everything right now, called Go Wild.
Go Wild. Okay. Yep. So look, y'all. I hope y'all seen into this. And we're going to get to the next artist after we play a little snippet of this song. The name of this is Go Wild.
Every time you tell me, yeah, go wild, yeah, man. Wild,
no,
man.
No need to speak. Get side legs with that solo shot. I'm down to play. That middle finger is up today. We're in the spot like it's my birthday. It's Simon Says and I say, follow the leader. Throw the money by the pot set. Make the rain. Though I got my own. Thunderstorm with my feet. Hit the floor. That Jordan meet me with the teardrops. Myriad of when I say don't stop, yo, Wednesday crush being extra loyal. Sticking to the girl like food to foil. Yo, BFFs all trying to claim me. I don't trust them hoes, they don't even faze me. Told her go wild, now you extra blazy. Turn the beat up, now you grab me saying.
Every time you tell me, I go wild, I go wild.
Okay, that's what's up right there. I'm feeling that. Go wild. Go motherfucking wild. All right, then. That's what's up, man. I like that, man.
Thank you.
What kind of people get that at?
Oh, you can get that anywhere. Everywhere that streaming is happening, you can get it on Amazon, Pandora, Tidal. You know, go get it.
Oh, okay. Everywhere. It sounded like you said Pandora.
No, Pandora.
Okay, you said Pandora. Okay, yeah. I make sure Pandora must be a new app.
Hey, I want in if it's in there.
That's what's up. So that's Destiny Moi. That was her song, Go Wild. Now we going to go to another artist that go by.
Ashley Noel.
Ashley Noel. Yeah, she's black. Boy, I had to tell you that she's black. She's black out. Hey, y'all, she's black. Okay, if y'all watching this, she's black. But anyway, Ashley Noel, let the people know what you do.
Yeah, so I am an EDM dance pop artist, and my music is just about, you know, having fun, enjoying life.
Enjoying life, having fun, enjoying life by any means necessary.
Well, everybody's got to do what they got to do.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was kind of okay. Do what you got to do. Y'all heard what she said, right? Do what you got to do. That works. I ain't mad at you. But what we going to do, we're going to play one of Ashley's songs. And the name of this song is called Midnight. And Ashley, you want to let them know where they can actually get the song before I play the song?
Yeah, so this is my single that's about to come out. And it's going to be available on everything. So just anywhere and everywhere.
Anywhere and everywhere. Y'all heard what she said. Anywhere and everywhere. If you want to go on the side of the street, man, it's Molly, a homeless guy. We'll have this song. So y'all make sure y'all know y'all be able to get anywhere and everywhere. And this is Ashley Noel Midnight.
In the midnight, I'm not what you're used to. Midnight, I'm me, but more Catwoman. In the midnight, I soar. I'm more than you ever know, more than I've ever shown. Midnight, oh, midnight.
Yeah, man, that's Ashley Noel, and that is her song, Midnight. So y'all be able to get that wherever, like she said, you can get it anywhere. You can even go to Home Depot and go to the section, and you can get it anywhere. That's what she said. Okay.
Between the day and the night.
And a day and a night.
There you go.
In the midnight. I can't sing, y'all, but in the midnight.
We believe
it. Yeah, we did. All right. So, anyway, we'll get back to the interview. So, can you let the people know everything that you're trying to do with Boy Dawg, what you're trying to take it to, what type of heights you're trying to put Boy Dawg at? This is Boy Dawg and not the Dawg Boy.
That's right, man. We've been putting down for a while in Atlanta, man. A lot of artists, and we got, like I said, have the right fit. And we finally got the right fit of people right now. We're working and doing it. It's good to put music out, especially in the Mecca of music right now, which is the A, but it's really crowded. So you can get lost in the shuffle. So even if you have a hot record moving, if you don't get these other markets to get out here pushing, it won't go. But what we're doing right now is we're trying to go out and get these artists really pushing. And I think in the next three to 4 months, Destiny will be really knocking on some big doors.
Okay,
we got
okay.
Five markets is going to be running that record right you have right there, and probably 10 before the end of the year.
Oh, that was something, man. That's how you're supposed to move, man. You gotta move in a way where everybody understands what you're trying to do. Always. But y'all know this is a hip-hop comedy podcast, so we know we keep everything so gutter always at all times. So, I want to ask y'all a question now. What do y'all think music is at? Now, everybody, don't raise your hand like we in class. Fuck that. We just blurt the fuck out in this bitch. So what y'all think music is at? You know, hip-hop, EDM, or whatever type of music you listen to, even country or classical, you know? If you like to listen to classical, Beethoven, you know, whatever. Let me know.
Well, since you said that.
Okay, since I said that.
Ashley's going to tell you in a little bit. I know she's going to drop a little jewel on. She got a little special gift that she ain't told you about.
Oh, you got a gift.
I don't want to jump for what you had said.
Oh, is it one of them gonna gifts get to that give you on Facebook?
It's one of them gifts. It's one of them gifts that'll bust a glass in your house and make a tear run out your eye.
Oh, that could be anything, man. You know, girls crazy.
I ain't talking about no automatic. Okay. I ain't talking about no automatic. But to answer your question, bro, the state of help out right now is, I think it's a little in... And most people say, oh, heads, oh, hip-hop is over, these cats doing crap music. They're doing what's their thing now.
Okay.
Which when we started doing hip-hop, you know, back in the day, and the cats before us were doing it, they were doing what was their thing. And
oh, you said back in the day like I was back in your day.
I'm just a little bit behind you. Brothers folks way back behind me. You know, it's Sugar Hill Gang cats, you know.
Yeah.
I fell out of one of them cats.
No
so,
doubt,
you know what I'm
no
saying?
Okay.
So right now I think it's in a little bit of a flux because... the market is only yielding like one or two cats per, if that, that's coming out that's controlling. And everybody's making more money doing shows, but sales and stuff going down. Cause, you know, they're talking about changing what's 1 million sales, what's 100,000, you know, what's gold.
And yeah.
All that stuff for a while, bro. So right now you have to be a lover of music. But my thing is my problem with it, and I'm going to quit hogging the mic, is I think we lost because this is our culture. You know, okay, yeah, I think we lost our way with that, really.
And it depends on what you think about when it comes to hip-hop, too, because, you know, you say that this is their thing. And I've talked about this about my podcast, if you listen to it. It ain't really about it being their thing. It's about being that everyone sounds the same. That's my thing.
Right,
I like Lil Baby. You know what I mean? You know, I like a lot of these new artists. My thing is everybody sounds the same.
What about Lil Baby?
The Baby, his flow is the same. You know, like, but he's still different.
But every 10 years, you have a cat that drop, and he said, "Oh, that's the hottest cat out." And the powers that be said, "Give me another one of them."
But it wasn't like that.
Back in the, no, it was not, not, in your day.
No, yeah, in my day, because you're a little older than me.
Yeah, oh, okay, that's how we do it.
Hey, they don't know how old I am.
See, okay.
I don't know. But yeah, but you know, when you talk about that, man, it's like when you say DMX was hot when he came out, you had other people, Benny Siegel came out hot, and you had the Young Gunners hot, Juvie hot. Everybody was still hot. You can have a hot artist here, a hot artist there, hot artist here, but everybody was doing their thing. Nobody was trying to sound like another person.
You know what I'm saying?
And that's what I liked about that. What is your take on it?
Just honestly, I just feel like, you know, it needs to grow more. It's at a stale point to me.
Is that a stale point to you?
Yeah, honestly.
What do you think about it?
About hip hop specifically?
No, just music. Where music going?
Music, I think, well, kind of like you said, yeah, there are some people who kind of sound the same. But at the same time, I think, in general, music has become a lot more accessible, like with social media.
And, it's become accessible. That's why a lot of people throw out a lot of trash-ass music.
Well, yeah. But
bingo!
But it's become more accessible, so people who ordinarily wouldn't have heard certain types of music, like you mentioned classical, now they can go on Instagram and they can hear that kind of music that they normally wouldn't have been exposed to. So I think that's a good thing because it's opening doors to different people who wouldn't have seen that before.
Yeah, and you know what? Okay, I understand that I can go on this opening doors. Yes, you can put more music out there. Yes, but for them doors being open like that, you get good in and you get bad in too. I'm going to put something up on you. Amazon used to accept films from a lot of people. Trash films. Films that weren't good. Then after a while, Amazon said, hold up, fuck this shit. And they changed their whole format. So now people get paid less money if you're an independent filmmaker putting your stuff on Amazon than you did 6 years ago. You know why? They will stop giving money to these people making this trash-ass shit that nobody was watching and it's taking up their feed. So fuck that. We're going to pay y'all real less and then maybe y'all won't come on our fucking site. So let me tell you that when it comes to that is you got to remember something. More accessible music will equal a whole lot of garbage music. And what I mean by that is you might like something. You might like something. You might like something. I might like something. But one thing that we will have in common is going to be a song that we all like. You understand what I'm saying? And that might be a song that everybody's listening to. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So we go on majority. All right? So if you put a record out and out of 100 people, 80 of them don't like it, did you make a good record?
According to the statistics, no.
You didn't make a good record. Even though you put your all in the record.
True. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People didn't receive it. You know why? They didn't fucking like it. They didn't want to hear that shit. You understand what I'm saying now?
Yeah.
Now, if you put a record out, 100 people and 80 people like your record, did you make a good record? Yes, by those standards, right? But what if you didn't like the record? Does it mean anything? Does it matter if you didn't like the record? Did it really matter? You didn't put your all in this, but it went. You put your all in the other one, but it didn't. Are you disappointed?
It's kind of bittersweet, but
I'm not disappointed.
You not?
Oh, would absolutely you be disappointed?
I know in this business, sometimes you have to go along. Well, you used to have to go along to get along. Exactly. And you have to do the record that they want you to do so later you can do the record that you want to do.
Exactly, okay. Yeah. And let me tell you something. Bullshit.
And I'm about I to said tell you back that. The old.
Even now, they do that. Bullshit.
Why is it? But it worked. It worked
for them. Did it work? It worked for the people that wanted to sell and do a 360 deal. Yeah, it worked for them. Let me put something in your ear. The time we living in now, do what the fuck you want to do. But, it's a but to this now. Listen to the ones that will make it work. You can still do what you want to do, but you got to listen to the ones that can make it work. Did he know what the fuck he doing? But he's not going to ever have me wearing skinny jeans. Do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Y'all, you understand it? I'm going to still put dope shit out.
He but might have you wearing skinny jeans. That's a whole nother story. You might not well be, but I want you to wear.
Yeah,
that's another story.
Yeah, yeah, but
I got you. I got
you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So certain stuff, you can still be who you are, you know what I mean, with a little bitty changes, and make dope records. Look, what do you want to be? You want to be a person that love the music and do the music because you love to do it? Or do you want to be a person to do the music because you want to get paid? I want you, I'm an artist, so I don't want you to answer that question because I'm an executive, but I'm an artist also.
But you know both sides of the coin.
Yeah.
I always been on this side.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I'm going to ask, let me ask your artists, then I'm
going to ask. Go ahead, because I got something for you.
You. Uh-huh.
Honestly, it is about the talent. It's about the love. Like when I made that record go wild, I made that in about 15 minutes. I had a ball.
You had a ball. So it's about the love to you.
Love it.
You. It's about the love or it's about the paper?
I'd say it's a combination of both. Like, yeah, you have to love what you're doing. Otherwise, why are you here? But at the same time, this is your career. And, you know, everybody, they have to have their career. They have to do what they have to do. So it's a little bit of both. But if the love isn't there, then it's like, what are you here for?
All right. Well, let me throw a jab at you real quick. Because I don't think it's going to be both. In my book, yeah, the money is going to be good. Mm-hmm. But if you're doing it for the love, don't worry about the money. It's going to come. The money going to come. If you're doing it for the love and the art and you putting it out and your soul into this and you promoting it, you'll get there. I'm not saying you'll win a Grammy, but you'll be able to live off what you love to do. If you take that art form and you do it for the love and the passion of it, I don't think per se that you should say, hey, since I love this, I want to get paid off of it. I think in my eyes, that's going by it the wrong way. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you why. Sometimes, most of the times, you're going to have to know how to give for free. You're going to know how to perform for free. You're going to know how to say, fuck the money right now. Get me out there because this is what I love to do. And when somebody see your passion, they will see the dollar signs with your passion also.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
Okay, okay. Amen. Please let me get in on this.
Go ahead.
You have a point, but on my side of the fence, as you say, you are a CEO and you are an artist. That gives you the ultimate control.
No
but
doubt.
You still let people, you run your music by people and let them say, well, man, I like this song, da, 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 da. The problem with right now, the biggest problem with the music industry.
Now I'm going to speak on from a CPO, a CEO standard next. I just spoke on the
standards. Yeah, you're right. So the biggest problem is they opened it up and made so everybody could do music and everybody's doing it cheap because everybody think I can do what they do. Because they make it sound simple. When it ain't no cats that do no real ciphers no more. It ain't no cats that really battle rap no more. And then they go to somebody and say, hey, man, I'm a star. Won't you sign me to your label? Okay, star, show me what you got. Why should I sign you when it's 10 folks that sound and look just like you? Well, I'm going to be a star. I got 1,500 people that went to my SoundCloud and say I was fire. Okay, I'm going to give you a chance. Be at the studio tomorrow at 12. 12 o'clock, they at 1:30. Well, I had to holler at my girl and do such and such. All right, I need you to knock these two songs out. Here's a beat, knock them out. Well, I don't like this beat right here. I don't like that right. All right, bruh. Well, go ahead and give me something before you leave. He give you a half a bar. Then when he finally finishes the song, well, he said that's a hit.
Well, let me tell you something. You to put let that me tell you out. Something. First and foremost, I run a tight ship.
No, I'm just saying the general.
Yeah, you're your general. First and foremost, you come in my studio and you was late, you're going to get the fuck out. So I ain't going to even try to hear what the hell you got to talk about.
Go ahead, CEO.
You feel that, man? I'm on my CEO shit now. All right? I don't give a fuck if you the hottest shit. I said one, that means one. So when you come and say, I got some fire bars, oh, you do. Well, guess what? Next week, I got a time slot at 1 o'clock. You're going to be able to come back then. Oh, boy, look, man. Well, go tell your baby mama she should have had you late because this is business.
But they don't see that.
And guess what? They don't got to be signed to my label. I don't give a fuck. Do you honestly think you are the only model in the world? Do you think you're the only hip-hop artist that's a female that's in the world?
Absolutely.
You think you're the only EDM black girl that talks white in the world? No.
But here's how they capitalize off that. The statue setup is perfect. It's already made. It's right?
Yep.
You bought it just like that. Because you say, oh, I seen that. That shit's fire. I want it.
Yep.
Somebody say, I want something just like that. So I'm going to grab Susie from the neighborhood liquor store. She cute. She look nice. Hey, Susie, how you doing? Susie, how you doing? Then I'm going to get Betty, who ain't as cute. And Betty can write her fucking ass off. I'm going to write a song. And I'm going to get Emma, who make fire.
And then you get a J-Lo career.
Exactly. You get a J-Lo.
You get a J-Lo career.
But what I'm saying is.
Who didn't actually sing a lot of that shit? Oh,
thank you. Okay. Thank you. A J-Lo career. But when they can make so many of these carbon copies and put them out, and people say, well, they win in Grammy. I ain't got nothing because I love music itself playing.
Fuck the Grammys.
But exactly.
Fuck the Grammys.
I have a problem with somebody that my artist has a problem with. Billie Eilish fell out of bed one morning. Her brother made a song, put it up. It got 1 million views. She's a superstar today. Next after.
Yeah, my stepdaughter used to listen to her. She got some depressing ass music.
But the point is, does it happen? I'm asking you for being in the industry and being a CEO. How many times
does it happen
like that?
It doesn't.
At all.
No.
So okay. That's
me. And then people say, Lil Nas X did it. Okay, he got popular off TikTok. Let me tell y'all something. Out of 100 people that make it big, you get your 4 or 5 that will put a song out and it just blows up. You will get that. But the odds of you being that is this small.
Last year and this year? And just steady banging?
Hey, can I tell y'all something? No, they ain't steady banging. And let me tell y'all something. A lot of these people y'all think coming out of nowhere, they been working. What these labels do is they take their backstory away and make it look like they just blew up out of nowhere. He was just sleeping on his mom's couch, and now he's...
But what happened to the fans who used to love Bobby X, who now, his name is Troy Y.
Yeah, but that's what they do. Look, for example, now they're not looking for the hottest artist that can be longevity.
Mm-mm.
They're looking for the hottest artist with a song. That's the reason why a lot of these artists have a hot song that circulates for that year. And next year, you're looking at his YouTube page, and he got 100,000 views. But just last year, he had 320 million views. Right. It's not about longevity, especially big labels. They just want to get their bread at that moment, and they don't give a fuck about the rest. They don't give a fuck if you longevity or not. They don't give a fuck. We got our investment back from that one song. If his album flop, we'll just drop his ass. We done got our money back. Mm-hmm. Or we just keep him in the contract and slave his motherfucking ass. That's how that work. So, in a CEO mind me, when I sign an artist, you know what I'm looking for? Talent. I'm bringing it back to when I was a kid. I want to hear talent. Because if you got talent, I can work with you. And I'm going to tell you why. Image is everything. Sometimes. You know how you ever met somebody, a female or a guy, that can sing, but they don't look like a singer?
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying? They don't have that image of a singer. You feel what I mean?
Yeah.
And that can become a problem if he's trying to hit the Grammy Awards. Or if he's trying to hit the... What other war show you got?
American Music Awards.
Yeah, it might hurt them. But if you a Hobson, or you a Dax, or you a Tolkien.
Oh, Dax is fire. Dax is fire.
Did you know he only been rapping for 4 years? He was a janitor. He played basketball first. He heard his stuff. He went to a big school to play basketball. Hurt himself. And he started writing down his pain. He said, you know what? I'm a rap. And he did it all. He is the label. He done did it all himself. 4 years, he has over 100 million streams.
He true.
Independent. But look what he does. Like Jordan Lucas. Look what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Look at their video concepts. If y'all look at their video concepts, their videos are movies. They're very... bring you in like Hobson is it's like, oh, I want to hear that, you know what I mean? And you watch the video and then you want to hear the song. That's why they're not putting that mainstream shit. What do you see when you look at these mainstream artists? They're not putting nothing into their videos. You know what I mean? They doing what I just did in Atlanta. They got a camera, bunch of niggas, and shot it. You feel what I mean? Right? And you know what? I've been doing a few videos like that. You know why? Because I don't got time to fuck with motherfuckers that can't be on time. You know what I mean? And they can't move like you move. If you're trying to do something with somebody that cannot move like you move, you're going to have a problem.
Exactly.
Now, it's one person on this podcast I haven't spoke, and that's your model. And we are about to lean into your model. So you bring yourself up to the mic and tell them who you are.
Hi, my name is Rose. I'm the model / office assistant at Boy Dog Entertainment.
All right, so what you think about modeling, Rose?
I honestly didn't think I could be a model because of my height. I'm currently 4'11", so you don't really see many short models. They're usually very tall and skinny and athletic.
Well, they can put some stacks on you. Make it 6'6". It's called camera magic. They'll never know you're 4'11". You know what I mean? But, okay. Now, I know we talked before the podcast, and I'm going to ask you this because I'm about to give you some of the hardest questions. Now, you said you had a hip-hop artist that you're dating. Now, you know, when it comes to modeling, a lot of stuff comes with modeling. Are you willing to sacrifice love and relationships for your dream?
I mean, I believe when you want something, you should go after it. And I've had plenty of negative people in my life that have tried to stop me from doing what I wanted to do. And I believe you should always take criticism if it's coming from a good place. But if it's just coming from someone who is negative and not really seeing what you're trying to do, at that point, there's no use, like, trying to come to an understanding.
Okay, let me ask you, okay, now look, I'm going to play the devil's advocate. Alright? Now, I look at you, you're 4'11". No, you're not a model. I look at you, I say, okay, she wear glasses. Not a model. I look at you, you're so soft-spoken, don't look like you're fierce. You're not a model. Now, if I'm that guy that's seeing you just by looking at you, you telling me what to do, I mean, what you want to do, how could you make me believe that I should put you on this agency? We know you with Boy Dog Entertainment, but I don't give a fuck about Boy Dog Entertainment. They're not a model of the agency. He is going to put you in place to be able to make deals with a model agency as him as your forefront, like the man behind you that's pushing you.
Correct.
But when he comes to me and he trying to show me you and you're like you are, you're just soft-spoken, you're not, I'm like, okay, where in the fuck do you get model from? How can you convince me that this is what you want to do?
Well, I believe that actions speak louder than words. So I believe if I show them how much work I put into what I'm trying to do, how much research I put into it, how much I want to pursue it, I believe my actions and all the work I'm putting into it will show, okay, she's at a disadvantage. She's short, she wears glasses, she's not, doesn't have perfect skin, but she's putting in a lot of work. She's passionate about it. She really wants to do this. So, this, that.
Okay, and you just tell me like that. I say, well, you know what? I don't care. I don't think you're a model type. You can get out of my office. What would you say after that?
Okay, I'll find someone who will be willing to work with me.
I like that, but you know, and you know what? That's a good thing to say. I like that. You know what I would have said? Nothing. I would have walked out. And let me tell you something. Sometimes silence say a lot. So when they said what they said, they don't know if they done crushed your dream. They don't have an idea. Once they say what they say, you just walk out. Because in your mind, they don't know what they're talking about. And you proved them wrong. 20 years ago, not even 20, 10 years ago, you couldn't have been a model. The industry would have never let you in.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Just because of image. Now, the times we in now, you can. You don't need the big agencies. Correct. You don't need none of them. You can do it yourself. You got girls out here that's Instagram models and getting paid.
Like a mug.
And they are not on the Victoria's Secret walkway.
That's right.
And I'm letting you know that. That's true. And I'm not talking about all y'all girls that got them OnlyFans accounts.
Do not hate on those girls trying to pay for college.
I'm not hating, but, you know, OnlyFans. I'm not talking about the OnlyFans models type, whatever. I'm sorry. I'm not,
My cousin, the nail tech, she need that money.
Hey, whatever. That ain't what I'm talking about. But if you want to start your OnlyFans page, that's cool. Good luck with keeping a boyfriend. But I just wanted to get a little stuff from you. But so, yeah, you keep doing what you're doing. Because let me tell you something about different. Everybody told me I was crazy. I was crazy. Yeah, I've always been crazy. You know what I mean? But let me tell you something. I've always been crazy in a way that people don't understand. And that's cool because nobody understands Kanye West. And he's worth $6.6 billion now. So let me tell you something. Be crazy. Be different. Be what they don't expect. Because that's how you will make it. Period. That's it. That's how you'll make it. So don't never let nobody tell you what you can't do. All right? And I thank you 4'6". Just saying.
We got surprise for you, bro.
Oh, what? Okay, so you say you had a gift. What's the gift?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Keep going.
Oh, God.
Ask her what language.
Nah, I already know. Keep going.
Oh, okay.
Keep going.
Okay. Quello che ho provo ti ridirò ti beve noio davvero io.
I that was foul. That's some fucking opera shit, dog. I don't know. Put that out. Shit.
How many languages can you sing, Ashley?
I have experience with about 7 different languages.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, that, hey, hey, that's cool. That's pretty cool. She not hit out with some opera shit. What the fuck?
There you go.
A black girl singing opera. That's funny. Hey, that's hilarious. That's some shit you got to put in like a movie and be like, hey, next up, we have Ashley Noel. And then she come out there, braids out to the back, like, who the fuck is it? And you, oh, to the emotion. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can imitate this shit. But, I like that. That's pretty cool, man. You know, it's so funny that about 2 years ago, I was looking for an opera singer to get on one of my albums, and I never could find one. That's no doubt. Swear to God. It's a song that I had talking about what's going on in the world today, and I wanted the beat to stop, and the chorus was going to be an opera, and I was going to write it, and it was going to say it in Italian, an opera, and I wanted that, but I could never find nobody. And I still got the song, actually, and it's just my verses with nothing in the middle, no doubt. I did that back in 2018. Hey. Yep, it's still in my archives. I need an opera singer. That's cool. You got to get on the album, dog, with the opera shit. Y'all don't take my shit either. There ain't no niggas out there with no opera singer on they hook. So don't take my shit. No, you bet not.
I don't even want that.
I'm editing this shit.
I don't even want it. Because, see, everybody kind of did the same thing they did with Rose. Yeah. Well, that's what you need to do, and you need to sing in choirs, and you need to do this.
No, fuck that. Don't sing in choirs. Fuck that. I'm sorry. I'm not a...
I got you, Doc. But no, they tried to typecast and say, that's what you're going to be.
No. Let me tell you something. I'm about to put you up on some G. I'm about to show you how to... We'll talk after the podcast. But anyways, that's tight, though. I like that. You know what, man? I think this is something that I think, boy dog, you got, man. You have people that nobody is going to see coming.
Exactly.
It's not the average. You're not the average model. You're not the average hip-hop female artist.
Absolutely.
You're not the average EDM opera singer, whatever the fuck else you can do. God, they gave you back of flips and shit? Damn. All right, other than that, and then even you, myself, brother, a big guy that look like Ruben Studdard. You know what I mean? Y'all know who Ruben
Studdard. Why couldn't you give me Search Entertainer, bro?
Why can't you be Ruben Studdard, man?
Ruben didn't play ball.
Yeah, okay, you Ruben Studdard, man. You the soft teddy bear.
What?
It's okay. There's nothing wrong with being a soft teddy bear.
Man, my nickname was Cutthroat, bro.
Well, Ruben Studdard's nickname was Fried Chicken.
Put them together, you get Chucky.
I'm gonna let you have
that. You know it's so funny. So look. So we having a good time, man. I love it. I'm loving what we're doing. Hey, but let y'all know, I got a segment at the end of this called Brutally Honest. And one thing about Brutally Honest, I asked the most fucked up shit, and y'all gonna have to answer it. Fucked up shit I asked. Okay, and it might be some fucked up shit. Okay, if you don't listen to my podcast, y'all finna know. Brutally Honest. It's crazy. But let me ask y'all another question. Now, how do y'all feel working with Cedric the Entertainer?
Yes, sir, you, sir.
Since he wanted me to put him down. He wanted me to say this, day.
Oh, my goodness. He is hilarious. He is no
delicious,
joke, though.
Delicious,
dog. Delicious.
Yeah, that is truly 24/7.
Now, I'm going to call that nigga Cheesecake. With the cherry on top. Ain't nothing wrong being cheesecake is sweet.
Oh, he always got a comeback now. Don't play with him.
The fact that I still bench 500 pounds, you still want to dance with me.
Man, what you think I bench?
You just look like that, bro.
Nah, bro, this thing is real.
I done seen you play that. Hey,
look at that. Strength over weakness. Yeah,
that's a t-shirt.
Where did the sun come from?
Guess what? I can do more push-ups than you.
Oh.
Not on the table.
Nah.
We can do this all day, bro.
I got you. So let's. So yeah, go ahead and. What were you even asking?
I love it.
Man,
I'm fucking with y'all, CEO, man.
I'm a good-hearted person.
That's what's up, man. We got some chicken coming in. Hey, chicken.
See, look, I don't know why the water spigot want to mess with me. See, we can do this.
Hey, look, when I seen him in the car, I'm like, oh, he's getting chauffeured.
Yeah.
Then I started thinking, he can't fit in the driver's seat to steer wheel.
Oh, goodness.
And I know why you want a chicken, because you can put it in between and put it all out at once.
Oh, yeah, the gal.
There you go.
You right, man.
That's my favorite band,
too. But the way that it touched the clit.
Only the big girls. Only the big girls. Only the big girls.
Not too big. Oh. Okay.
You can still breathe out of that.
Oh, man. Hey, she's so uncomfortable right now.
Don't. Hey, bruh.
I know you gotta.
Don't let her fool you.
We gonna talk after the podcast, bro.
She better be very nice because she got a you know, hip hop artist boyfriend. He might come with this thing. Look, I just got slide ass. Okay, that's another story. I'll find the jokes. We just tripping up. Ain't that right?
Yeah.
Pocahontas said, yeah. You right, nigga? What else I'm supposed to say? Shit, I'm just here, nigga. What? Y'all never just start singing an opera, it all stops. Yeah, thank you. You know that. But hey man, hey look, I love it, man. We've been kicking it. Y'all ain't kicking it like this nowhere else. Fuck that. Y'all got the game fucked up. It's like we do.
I believe you, man.
You know what I mean? That's what's up. I was trying to ask you, that's the dog, right? And that's the human.
Yes, boy dog.
Okay. I was just trying to
Actually it's a play on work because it's usually we have the full.
What made you come up with boy dog?
Uh-oh.
Shit.
No,
yeah, you
because you the boy dog?
Yeah, oh. Your favorite question.
Okay, well, you asked. Let me answer. You really going to love this.
Here it goes.
Right.
So when I was born in a hospital, and the nurse...
Where else was you fucking born?
Well,
this motherfucker said...
In a car, in a house.
Hold on, stop the motherfucking press. Uh-oh. This nigga just said, uh-oh, when I was born, uh-oh, in a hospital.
Uh-oh. People can be born anywhere.
Uh-oh. Yeah, but you know, I was born. In the hospital.
Hey, hospital's a key word,
nigga,
because I'm going forward with
the
story.
They gonna make that a meme on TikTok. I was born in a hospital.
All right, let me. But the key part is hospital. All right. Because when the nurse took me out and she was cleaning me off, and this one white nurse picked me up, and she told me to the other nurse, and she picked me up and held me up now. And she looked, one looked at the other and said, now that's a boy dog there.
That's a boy dog. Damn, your mama told you that. Then why you have to name yourself boy dog?
Because that's my nickname, because, you know, she saw then that I had great potential in the future.
And you know what? I guess she was right. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. I like that. Now, are you going to go by your modeling name?
I'm not sure, because my middle name is Star, so I'm thinking of going by that, but for now it's just Rose.
Just Rose, just go by 4'11". Hey, that'd be hard. If you really think about it, yeah, we got 4'11" coming in. Come on, girl, come on, fight it, 4'11". You never know. People do things so crazy these days, you'll be surprised what catch on.
But in all honesty, when you do that, you might as well throw bubbles right on after it. Especially when you're from the A. Coming to the stage.
No doubt. Yeah, coming to the stage, 4'11", bubbles. My name is Bubbles. That's my name. I'm going to be stripping. That's my game. So what made you come up with your name?
Oh, my goodness. I didn't come up with that. Long time ago, I used to have a lot of guys that used to holler at me, and my friends would always just be like, okay,
oh, stop. You said you used to have a lot of guys try to holler at you. You said you ain't got them like that no more?
Oh, no.
You done lost your fire?
Oh, no. They've expanded. It's a little crazier now. It's on another level.
Oh, shit. She on that Rihanna level on a small level.
Man.
Okay. So what made you come up with the name?
Well, actually, it's kind of a play on words, because when people meet me, the first thing for some reason they notice are my lips.
Yeah, they know my lips too much. Hey, my son be grabbing my lips here. Look, he'll say, and just grab them like, damn, nigga. I know they juicy, son, but damn, let them go. So how you come up with your name, Ashley Noel?
It's my real name.
For real? So which parent named you, your mom or your dad?
Like, who named me?
Yeah.
So my dad kind of picked my first name because the letter A is just special in my family.
Yeah, it's the first letter of the alphabet.
Yeah, so.
Nice.
Thank you for that. Thank you, bro. Thank you.
Yeah. So my dad kind of picked my first name, and then my mom picked my middle name because my birthday's actually a few days after Christmas, so that's where Noel comes from.
Oh, cool. So your white dad or your white mom or black dad?
Both of my parents are black.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Are you adopted?
Sometimes I think so, but no.
Oh, cool, cool. Do they speak like you?
Yeah, they do.
So they're very proper?
Yeah, kind of.
You got to meet my sister. She talks about my sister, and my sister speaks 4 different languages.
Oh, really? That's
okay. Yeah, yeah. She was just over here, actually, day before yesterday. If y'all would have came in, you would have got to meet her, and she would have tucked your head off your shoulders.
Wow.
And y'all speak just alike. It's crazy. You're 27, she's 31. 32. Some shit around there. I don't know. I don't be knowing any mother's birthday. I know my kid's birthday, is it? So, I guess I got to give y'all the same way of how I came up with my name, Joaquin, and we'll get to the brutally honest. Actually, Joaquin came from, because they took fucking D-Lo from me. No, I'm just playing. When I was in prison, man, you know, I was going to change my name anyway. My used-to-be government name was Antonio Deshaun Lowe. So, I got aware of being a black man, and I got aware of the oppression. And I got aware that my name does not need to be of my oppressors. So that's why my name is Joaquin Abdullah Talib, servant of Allah, why seek a truth. So the reason, that's what Talib means, why seek a truth. So once I became awoke, I had to let go of what is not part of me anymore. So I do advise most black people that were born in America to stop carrying the name of their oppressor. But it's up to you. If you want to carry around Johnson, Smith, Jones, Cunningham, black, brown, green, whichever of them last names you want to carry around, just remember that name is not your name. That's why I had to change mine. So there you go. That's a little history for you.
All right.
You know what I mean?
And this week on the Black Experience.
You better know it. Hey, by the way, actually, I got a lady supposed to be coming around talking about black history on my podcast. So she's getting with her people from leadership, and they want to talk about black history. So I'm going to give them a platform to talk about black history, man. No doubt. That's what I do.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So... before we get to the last segment, the segment of the day now, the name of this segment is called Brutally Honest. Basically, man, we ask a question, and y'all got to give us the answers to the question. All right? Boom. This is for the fellas and the females, so everybody listen to this podcast. Have you ever, we ain't going to say sex, fuck. Somebody just because they kept pestering to fuck you. Brutally honest. No, you gotta say it. If you don't, I get to rag your ass.
You've been ragging me.
No.
So can I say this?
No. You gotta answer the question. Have you ever fucked someone that you didn't want to fuck only because they kept pestering you?
I didn't come here to talk about that.
No.
Yes.
What was the situation? You ain't got to say the name.
Oh, I ain't telling the name. I will not Tekashi myself on that shit. So what had happened was.
Short story.
How was I? I was like 15, 16.
So about 30 years ago. No, I'm just playing this joke. Jokes, y'all. Jokes.
So I was about 16 years ago, and this girl that I was really. My friend at the time, my best friend at the time, it was his cousin. And then when we was like...
You sure you ain't telling too much?
I ain't got no best friend. So a friend of mine was his cousin. So we had used to go to the movies together and kids to go out. That was my little play girlfriend and stuff. We were like 11, 12, 13. But we could never actually get to see each other until the driving. I got them L's.
So she just kept on.
Yeah. And then she was.
She was persistent.
She was bad.
Want the boy now.
She was bad when she was then. But when she had got like 15, 16, she wasn't as cute as she was. But, I had already... sold her dream a couple of years ago. Yeah, every time I see us, Hitcher said, "Oh, you boy, you lucky. Boy, the bathroom went full, boy. You had it. Pastor would have stopped the service today. You lucky." But, you know.
It was what it was.
I think I was sweating more than that than I was in football practice. I got out of that. Oh, that's good.
So now we right at the model this time. So, question go for you. Have you ever fucked someone? And the reason why I say someone, because you could like boys and girls. I always say someone to everything. So have you ever fucked someone that you didn't want to fuck, but you did because they kept on pestering you? Even if it's in the past, don't be scared. Look, you got a boyfriend that has nothing to do with now. We're just talking in general. Get to the mic, and if you lie, I'm going to roast your ass. Get to the mic.
Yeah, it happened a long time ago, though.
Oh, you had to put that in there. A long time ago. Do you want to talk about the situation, or you just want to leave it at that?
It was basically just like a Netflix and chill type situation, but kind of kept pestering, so.
You were like, yeah. Look, goddamn, fuck it, phone, what you got? You got a rubber, knock it off, shit. All right, man. Okay, now we, to you, answer the question.
Oh, I'm bold, absolutely.
After the fact, was you like, goddamn, what the fuck was that?
Yes,
like?
I was.
But I don't
regret a thing I do.
Okay.
There you go.
So was it? What was the situation? You know, just a short brief. Was it like?
Really?
She's like, I'm in ATL. People gotta know people. You know.
Yeah.
Then you start thinking back, like, no, you didn't. Man. You really didn't want to fuck me. Yeah, man. I ain't gonna get you in trouble. We gonna let that go. Okay, now we head to the Ashley Noel, y'all. So we on a different one now. Now we gonna see how bold Miss Ashley Noel is. So, Miss Ashley Noel, have you ever fucked someone just because they kept pestering you, but you really didn't want to?
No.
Not once?
Nope.
Who believe her? Everybody, right? Hey, for everybody that listens to the audio, all the people that she messed with, raise a hand. Based on what they said, Noel, I don't give a fuck how much you try to get this with it. You ain't getting me.
Oh, no.
I'm good. Fuck you. I don't want it. Give me a motherfucking Morris Chestnut.
Oh, no.
Look, she got said, look, Morris Chestnut. Morris Chestnut asked me, of course. Don't worry about it. All the girls like Morris Chestnut.
No, she a Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, same thing. Morris Chestnut, Michael B. Jordan, and Tyrese. They get all the damn
girls. Man, forget Tyrese.
See, you started something.
See, look. Hey, I don't know what it is about Tyrese, Michael B. Jordan, and Morris Chestnut, but
ain't
them three guys.
Ain't nobody thinking about Tyrese.
Hey, I'm going to tell you something. You put them three guys in the movie, that motherfucker going to sell a billion.
Oh, yeah.
Look, she just said, definitely.
Yeah.
When they take their shirts off, that's it. That's the end of the movie. We got to give it up to our brothers, man. Come on, man. We got to give it up to our brothers, man. Black and beautiful, right? Black and beautiful. Hey, look, man, it was so good having y'all on the podcast, man. I know y'all got to get out here to get to another interview.
Thank you, bro.
No doubt. You got any last things to say? Just Boy Dog Entertainment, and I'm out. Whatever.
People always say, hey, man, you can do it yourself. You don't need a label, which is true. But I have to look at it in a real life aspect. And you don't need a major. But everybody is not a businessman.
True.
Everybody can't be no landscaper. Everybody can't be a mechanic. You can try, but that's not your skill set. If this music thing is something you want to do, you don't always have to go to Sony or Universal. You can find a company that can make it happen for you. And if it's a smaller company, they will focus on you more so than say, yeah, we need to hit these numbers and that and that and that. And you do have a little bit more say-so, a little bit more, because you're working together as a team. Y'all both trying to make it happen.
Oh, that's what's up. Hey, by the way, Boy Dog Entertainment, He Love Entertainment, we're going to do something together.
Yes, we are.
Matter of fact, if you don't want an artist, just sit them over here, I'll sign them. Bye. Hey, we do the same thing. You want my artist's name? Uppity. He real good. you got any last things to say? This is the model Rose. She's up and coming, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all go check her out. And tell them where to check you out at, too.
Wait, what? Oh, okay.
Nah, she like, check me out. Where to check me out at? Matter of fact, you can go to OnlyFans.com/Rose or OnlyFans.com/4'11", and I'm there, and I'm showing it all. Nah, just playing. But tell them where they can get your IG at and all that.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram. It's originalr.o.s.e. So it's original Rose, but just with dots in between, because the without the dots it was taken. So
now y'all get that O dot R dot I dot. Yeah, it's a dot between each letter. Yeah. All right, then.
Moi.
Oh, let's just say it like this. You can follow me, find me on everything. All you got to do is Google Destiny Moi, and you'll find it. That's easy.
Yeah, that's me, too.
That's easy. But yeah, if you do nothing else, though, always remember me as 100% positive vibes. Always.
100% positive vibe. And she don't have an OnlyFans page yet.
No, I do not. Good. Hashtag go wild.
Oh, so it's called hashtag go wild. Is that the new thing?
That's my saying, baby. Get it.
She's crazy, too, right? Got it. She's good. And Ashley Noel, where they can find you at?
Yes, please follow me at I Am Ashley Noel on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and especially TikTok.
And tell them how to spell Noel, because some people might spell it N-O-E-L.
Oh, yeah. So it's A-S-H-L-E-Y, like, you know, the common spelling of Ashley, and then N-O-E-L-L-E.
Okay, that's natural. And tell them your
Don't forget, everybody, if you want warm, good music and models and great entertainment, as well as good content and great parties around the city and the rest of the country, go to Boy Dog World. Also, Boy Dog Boss on Instagram, Boy Dog World and Boy Dog Boss. Or check the website at www.boydogentertainment.com.
That's what's up. He just did a commercial with his voice. Yes, he did. And by the way, he does have a mohawk. Yes, he does. He got the mohawk cut. He's looking like P. Diddy right now. Anyways.
Any women he love too.
Well, y'all know what's up with me, man. It's YKEEM, man. Y'all want to go listen to the news, watch the videos. It's WYQEEMTV. That's WYQ. Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. Y'all make sure y'all go check that out. And if y'all want my Instagram, that's at YKEEM. That's WYQEEM. That's WYQ. Eric, Mimi, Mama, Moo Moo. Or y'all can go watch this Heat Level podcast on YouTube. That's Heat Level Podcast. If you don't know how to spell Heat Level Podcast, you're dumb as fuck. You shouldn't be listening to it. Now, you can listen to it on all the platforms, on all the audios. You can get it from Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, wherever podcasts are, and you can listen to this podcast. So y'all already know, I appreciate all y'all for coming through. Ashley Noel.
Thank you.
And we got Rose, and we got the big dog, Thomas.